And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District was a longtime Democratic stronghold until the retirement of U.S. Representative Dave Obey in 2011. The district has been in Republican hands since, from 2020 on, by Tom Tiffany, who is seeking re-election in November. Challenging him on the Democratic side is Kyle Kilborn of Woodboro. Both candidates have been invited to join us in separate conversations on Morning Edition. Representative Tiffany was born in Wabasha, Minnesota, and grew up on a dairy farm near Elmwood, Wisconsin. He attended Elmwood High School and earned a degree in agricultural economics from the University of Wisconsin-River Falls. Settling in Hazelhurst, he's run an excursion boat company and was the local dam tender. He was elected to the State Assembly in 2010 and the State Senate in 2016. Currently in the House, he chairs the Subcommittee on Federal Lands, and he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Representative Tiffany.
Robin, it is good to join you today.
So, we'll go right to the questions. Since you've been in Congress, what's been your proudest accomplishment for the district?
Number one is constituent service, and I think that's the case for all of us that are out here, whether we're in the majority or the minority, is making sure we're taking care of people back home. And like this year now, I believe we're over over $4 million that we have returned to our constituents here in the 7th Congressional District in northern and western Wisconsin. So everything from IRS concerns, getting money back for benefits that are due to our veterans. My staff takes great pride in making sure that we give good constituent service.
Looking to the future, what's your top priority for the region should you return to Congress?
Oh, the top priority are the big issues before us here in America. And that starts with illegal immigration and inflation. That's what I hear about from people across the district, is that the cost of living has went up so much and their paychecks, even if they've received a raise, have not kept up. And certainly from Social Security recipients, I'm hearing from them, from some, that they're having to go back and get a second job. So inflation is certainly much on people's minds. But we also hear it in regards to illegal immigration. Even here, one of the furthest places from the southern border, where we had a log truck driver in Rusk County who was killed as a result of an illegal immigrant, second offense, drunk driving, ran him off the road. There's three girls over in northern Wisconsin that no longer have a father. There were two children stabbed to death in Abbotsford, the little town of Abbotsford. This stuff is going on across America. And no one is immune from it, including those of us in northern Wisconsin.
Thank you. President Biden has made two visits to Superior in less than 2 years, specifically touting his administration's allocation of $1 billion to replace the Blatnik Bridge. If President Trump returns to the White House, what will you do to make sure this project stays on track, or is it a Democratic boondoggle?
It'll be good that bridge is going to be built. The big concern that I had going into it is that we have such a long, complicated permitting process here in America, and it's something that needs to be fixed, and it's something that I've been working on, and I'm hoping with the new administration, we're going to be able to change the permitting processes, because we're seeing big projects that are taking 10, 15, 20 years to be permitted, and it adds significant costs to them. For example, the Blatnik Bridge, I believe if we did this in a more streamlined manner, don't reduce standards, but do it in a more streamlined manner, we probably could have brought that bridge in under $1 billion. The other thing that concerns me in regards to, I mean, it's great when any president comes to Superior, to the district. I applaud that regardless of whether they're Republican or Democrat. But President Biden has, as a result of his anti-energy policies, has driven up the cost of diesel fuel, gasoline, other products, other petroleum products, and that's leading to higher costs for these infrastructure projects. So President Biden will tout that he has put more money into infrastructure, but infrastructure spending, but most of it is being eaten up by inflation. The one thing that we really need to do is get back to energy independence, energy abundance, which will bring down the cost of energy for all Americans, including for our infrastructure projects, and bring projects like the Blatnik Bridge in under cost.
And thank you. You've proposed redesignating the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore as a national park, citing potential increased tourism and economic benefits. Some local officials say the area can't handle much more tourism and that your proposal was a surprise to them. Both you and they have said, however, that it shouldn't be a partisan issue. Is there a path for compromise here, perhaps by bringing more federal money and resources to the lakeshore without the redesignation?
So I don't know if more resources will come via the National Park Service, which manages the National Lakeshore currently. I don't know that they're going to direct more money to the National Lakeshore without the designation as a national park. Indiana Dunes, down in northern Indiana, is a perfect example. When they went from a national lakeshore to a national park a few years ago, over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, more resources have been allocated by the National Park Service to Indiana Dunes. And I think the same thing can happen here. So I really appreciate the input that we've gotten on this, Robin. It's the reason why we had the hearing in July, had a good hearing to kick this off. And now people are expressing their opinions, including the telephone town hall that we did with over 5,000 people that were on earlier this month. I just really appreciate whether they're supportive, perhaps not supportive, or they just want more information, which is a lot of people, that we can provide it for them. And we've been trying to do that as we go through the process, like we do with any other bill, of moving it through committee and seeing if it's worthy of having a vote before the full House of Representatives.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst, who is running for re-election to Congress as a Republican representing Wisconsin's 7th District in November. He faces Democrat Kyle Kilborn of Woodboro, who's also appearing on Morning Edition this week. Thank you for joining us, Congressman Tiffany.
Great to join you, Robin.
And you can find complete coverage of the political races regionally and statewide at wpr.org/election2024. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.